There's this musical thing that happens when we hear music. A little bit of this sometimes, right? Yeah, we can't help it. We react. Maybe you were at a wedding where there was a really good DJ. Or maybe you had your playlists on shuffle. Maybe, and this is a big maybe you turned on the radio. Some people still use them. You were listening and that song started to play. The one that you literally cannot not move to. It's different for all of us. For somebody, maybe you, it's my achy breaky heart, there's my achy breaky heart. Or shake it up baby now, shake it up baby. All right, we all know, y'all, right? Right? All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Somebody's gonna come up with this. Somebody's gonna stand up and dance right now. For me, it's like pretty much any song by Prince. I especially love Kiss, that one. The song comes on and you busted out your moves. And you all have moves. It's like the side to side, right? Back and forth, the full body wave. Head banging. Somebody's got one of those. Everybody plays a drummer at their steering wheel, right? Everyone's a really good drummer at the steering wheel. It's just snapping in place. All of these moves, right? We can't help it. We all got moves, and when music is around, we humans cannot help but react. In fact, our bodies literally change in the presence of music. When we hear and experience music, our bodies release pleasure hormones, endorphins. Literally, music makes us feel good. And when we make music together, our bodies release oxytocin, the empathy hormone, the bonding hormone. That means when we sing together, when we dance together, we feel more connected, more open-hearted, more loving toward each other. Because of this, David J. Levitin, he was a sound engineer, recording producer, and then he became a neuroscientist. And he has this to say. He proposes that collective music making is integral to being human, meaning we may not have become human without music. Music may have historically served the purpose of promoting feelings of group togetherness and synchrony. This is what Levitin says, evolving us to develop social coordination and cooperation within the group. So maybe every session of Congress should start with rousing choruses. I will survive as long as I know how to love. Maybe that's why every human culture, every corner of the world, throughout all of time, every human culture is a culture of music makers. We can't help it. It's part of being human. Because as music happens, our bodies create these hormones. It surges through us. It shows up in kitchen dance parties. It shows up in carpool karaoke. And we can't help but react. I'm going to confess, it's not just Prince songs that make me move. I'll get on the dance floor and start moving pretty much anytime music is happening. I know some of you have noticed that because you've said to me, wow, you move around a lot up there. I can't help it. What you're noticing is the liberated, ecstatic expression of music as it happens to look on my body, as my embodiment of the music that's happening at that moment. I open myself to the ways music moves me because it is my freedom and my birthright. Music is an ecstatic yes. Music is an answer to that longing to belong to something greater, that something out there, the connect, the longing to remember who we really are, to remember our wholeness, the longing to express ourselves, to be seen, to be heard. Now, I'm guessing that for some of you, when I say music is an ecstatic yes, you are like, yes!
Yes!
Right? Because music helps so many of us feel all our feelings. It says things we can't say with our own words, and so we respond, yes. And some of you are like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Music is an art form, and it is wonderful to hear the greats, the masters at their instruments. We have three fabulous master pianists at the piano today, which, thank you, yes, of course, they deserve that too. And we think, okay, yes, this music is for the masters. It's not about me. I don't have a musical bone in my body. For those of us who do not feel like we are musical, who have been told we can't carry a tune in a bucket, we have two left feet, listen now to this absolute truth that everyone is born with musical aptitude. Everyone is born with musical aptitude. It's distributed over a bell curve like every other aptitude, like math aptitude or athletic aptitude. That means that the great majority of us, 80% in fact, are good enough to sing in a choir or play in a band. 80%. There are, of course, the ends of this bell curve, the 10% over here that are like the Beyoncés and the Mozarts, and I do put them in the same category over here. And there's some folks who have very low musical aptitude. But man, the big majority of us are good enough. So I'm going to say it again. Everyone is born good enough to make music. Now, aptitude is potential. It's not ability. Ability is acquired over time through exposure and practice. So if you were born with high musical aptitude but weren't given the support to get there, your musical ability might not show what you could be doing. And that might be where some of us are, right? You may have received early messages that you weren't musical, and that's very hard to get over. In this church, however, in our church community here and in Unitarian Universalist faith, we are committed to making spaces where it is safe to grow, to try new things, to step out of our comfort zone a little bit, to move a little bit more than we normally would at church. We're here to practice, to grow, to try new things. We're making that space for each other. So look around this room. You can really do it. Really look. There are children and youth here with us this morning in our midst. Can we together feel good about showing them that music is for everyone?
Yes.
Yes. Can we feel good about showing them that it's okay to let music move through them?
Yes.
Yes. That music is their birthright?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I want to tell you too, grown-ups and children, music is your birthright. Music is our birthright. Making music together as we do in this sanctuary every week is our collective ecstatic yes. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.